It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're going to talk now about two hot-button issues in the military. We'll hear in a moment about the debate on when, if ever, military officers should speak out publicly on military policy. But first, we have an update on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's the law barring gays from serving openly in the military. Last week, a federal judge issued an injunction ordering the Pentagon to stop enforcing that ban. The judge heard more arguments in the case yesterday, and the legal battle looks set to continue for some time. As NPR's Rachel Martin reports, all this legal back and forth has left gay service members more than a bit confused.
For the past few weeks, Ashley Scheideberg's job has been to sit in a small closet of an office and field calls from her group's Don't Ask, Don't Tell hotline. She keeps a running tally of who's calling and why.
It started from right around here when the injunction came through. And then we've been getting quite a few emails as well.
Scheideberg is a legal advocate for the Service Members Legal Defense Network. Aaron Tax is the group's legal director. He says the injunction issued by Judge Virginia Phillips has triggered two main questions from troops already discharged under the ban.
And they're asking, when can I rejoin the military?
And from those still serving.
And they want to know what the injunction, what the court ruling means for them. And they want to find out if it's safe to come out.
The answer to that, he says, is no.
They're the shifting sands of the legal process, and it's hard to tell where it's going to go from here. And given that the law is currently in flux, the safest thing for service members to do is to not come out at this time.
The Pentagon is saying the same thing. Late last week, the military's top personnel official sent out a memo saying, yes, the military will abide by the judge's ruling to stop enforcing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But that doesn't mean gay troops should start going public. The memo went on to say that if service members, quote, alter their personal conduct in this legally uncertain environment, it may have adverse consequences. In other words, sit tight. Not a message that sits well with many gay service members.
They can't let this limbo go on because there's too many people right now, like me, with pending discharges, or too many people that want to stop lying about themselves.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Victor Fehrenbach, an Air Force combat pilot with more than 19 years of service under his belt.
You know, I was born on an Air Force base. The Air Force has been my life. My dad was 20 years in the Air Force. My mother was a nurse in the Air Force. My sister served in the Air Force. You know, we basically bleed blue in my family, and I always knew that I wanted to serve my country, and I wanted to do that in the Air Force.
In 2008, he had a romantic encounter with a male civilian who outed him to the Air Force and accused him of sexual assault. There was an investigation, but no charges were ever filed. In the process, though, Fehrenbach's homosexuality had been made public. He was recommended for discharge under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, forced out of the pilot's seat and into a full-time desk job at his base in Idaho. He's filed a lawsuit to prevent being discharged, and the recent injunction has landed him in Don't Ask, Don't Tell limbo. Fehrenbach blames President Obama, who's promised to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell, even though his Justice Department is defending the policy.
To allow a policy to continue that he admits, the president admits, harms national security. He admits that it is discriminatory, and he admits that it is unconstitutional. I just don't understand how he can continue to allow it to happen.
They allow it to happen, administration officials say, because when a law is challenged in a courtroom, it's the government's job to defend it. The only way to end the law for good is for Congress to repeal it. So far, there haven't been enough votes to make that happen. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.